The Gemara Daf Yidad on the Beis at the bottom of the Amid says that Tan Rabbanan Arba Nichnasu BePardes. There were four people who entered the Pardes: Ve'Elohen Ben Azai Ben Zema, Achev Rebbe Kiva. And the Gemara goes through fascinating things that are beyond us about what happened over there when they went into the Pardes. And the question is, what exactly is this Pardes? What is this Pardes referring to? What is the meaning of the Pardes? We had the last couple blot. We had the last blot a lot about the Maisa Merkava. Earlier we had about Maisa Bereshis, as the Mishnah talks about. And the question is, what is Maisa Merkava exactly? What is that referring to? What is Maisa Bereshis? What is that referring to? Those are the three inyanim we have over here. Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, and the Pardes. And the question is, what does this all mean? Obviously we can't understand the Aimak Advarim. These are things that are beyond us. We're not supposed to go into them too much. But just the punch of shot, what are these things referring to? And I think from the Rambam, Kedarka B'Kodesh, in a very clear way, he tells us exactly what is Pardes, what's Maisa Merkava, and what's Maisa Bereshis. Let's try to understand a little bit of what the Rambam says. Just to be makdim, Rashi over here and Tosis both are bothered about these four people that nichnasu l'Pardes. They're bothered, how could they go up into the Pardes? You know, the Pardes sounds like it's someplace in Shemaim. How do you get there? So Rashi says, Olu l'rekia ayyadei Shem. Rashi the Mu'askel nichnas l'Pardes, so they said one of the Shemas HaKadoshim, and then miraculously they're able to go up into Shemaim, into the Pardes. Taisus says a similar thing, but they had to use some type of Shemas HaKadoshim to get in. So they're clearly understanding that it was someplace in Shemayim, and the question is, how do they get there? Rabbi Nechanan also seems to learn this way, that the Pardes is somewhere, it has to do with Gan Eden, where the Neshamas are, and they have to come out to some type of shame to get in. I think the way the Rambam learns the whole Kasha, what they're bothered with, is not Shver. He has a whole different Halach over here in Pshat in the Pardes. So start with the Rambam in Sefer Hamada, Hilchas Yisaydi HaTaira, which Kishmai Kenhu, these are the Yisaydis of Taira, this is the Yisaydis of Yiddishkeit, of everything. And in the Rambam, before we get into the actual Yisaydi HaTaira, the Rambam always has Kedarka. He tells you the mitzvahs that are included in these halachas. And he says that there are 10 mitzvahs altogether in Yisaydi HaTaira, but I want to focus mainly on the first five, which are the ones that he talks about in the first four prakim of Yisaydi HaTaira. So the first mitzvah is Leida Sheisha Malaka, to know that there's a God. Second one, Shul Yala Ben Machshava Sheisha Malaya Zulasi Hashem. You shouldn't think, Chalila, there's another God. Besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'yachta Yichud Hashem, L'ahavai to love Hashem, U'lihir M'menu and to fear Hashem. Those are the five mitzvahs that Rambam is talking about in the first four prakim of Yisaydi HaTaira. So the Rambam starts off and he says that the first parak is Yisayd HaYisaydis, V'amad HaChachmas, Leida Sheisham, Matzi Rishon, V'mamtzi Kol HaNimtza. First thing, we have to know that there's a God. He caused everything, He created everything, to know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes into details about what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we can be masking him, what is he, that he's one, he's not two, he's not a Baal Guf. And he goes into understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly, kefi, what we're able to understand. That is the what he's marich about in the first parak of Yisaydi HaTaira. The second parak of Yisaydi HaTaira goes into the mitzvahs that we have to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to fear him, we have to love him. HaKel HaNecha B'Nev HaNeir HaZem Mitzvah La'avoy L'yirmi Manu Shanam Avavtos Hashem L'kecha. And he speaks about how we come to Ava and how we come to Yira. And then he starts going a little bit more into the other inyanim, the Olam HaSal Yanim, the Malachim, and the different things that are happening over there in Shemayim, and the different names of the Malachim, and what they mean, and what does it mean to see the Nevuas of the Malachim. And he describes all those different inyanim over there. He describes what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah, and how his Yediyah relates to the Atzmis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ayin Sham, things that are above us, that's what the Rambam talks about in the first two prakim of Yisaydi HaTaira. And then he ends off in Perek Beis from Hilchos Yisaydi HaTaira, Halachi Yid Aleph. He says that Dvarim Elu Shemana Binin Zeh, B'Shnei Prakim Elu, what I just told you about in these first two prakim, K'mo Tipa Min Hayam. I just told you a tipa min ayam from what you could really explain in these in Yanim. I just told you a drop, a little bit of a Havana in it. It's like the Rambam, what I just told you in these first two prakim, that is Maisa Merkava. That's what the Chachamim are referring to. In our sugya over here, when they're talking about Maisa Merkava, it's this Inyan of Yediyas Hashem, Ava, and Yira, and the Malachim, all those Inyanim, that's Maisa Merkava. So if you want to know what Maisa Merkava is, you learn through the first two prakim of the Rambam in Yisaydi HaTaira. Then the Rambam goes on to Perek Gimel, starts talking about the Galgalim in Shemayim, which gets into the different things in the heavenly spheres in Shemayim, the planets, the Mazalas, the Galgalim, all different things that are happening in Shemayim. And he goes through the Pratim of the Kechavim and the Galgalim, what they are, what they mean, what their Metzias is. Are they Ruchni? Are they physical? And he goes through all these inyanim of the Galgalim, and then he gets into the different Gufais and the different Yesaitis of the Bria. You have Eish and Ruach and Mayim. and Aretz, which are the Yesodos of everything, and it goes into how they get involved in the Bria itself, and into Adam, and what does Adam mean, and the Neshama of an Adam, and so on and so forth. He goes into all those inyanim in the second parak of Yesodei HaTorah, and the, I'm sorry, the third parak of Yesodei HaTorah, and the fourth parak of Yesodei HaTorah. It talks about these inyanim of the Galgalim and Shemayim, the Malachim, and the Mazalus and Adam in the four Yesodos. And then he says, after speaking about that in the fourth parak of Yesodei HaTorah, in parak Dalet Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that what I just told you about in Perek Shlishi Revi, that is referred to as Maisa Bereishis, and now we have Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. The first two prakim is Maisa Merkava, the second two prakim are Maisa Bereishis, and the Rambam says that Kol Advarim Eilu Shidaman Abinyan Zeh in the second Perek is Kemar Midlihem. It's just a little bit from the bucket of what we're talking about. V'dvar ma'amukim heim, they're very amuk, aval einim ka'imik inyan perak Rishon V'sheni. They're not as amuk as Rishon V'sheni. Rishon V'sheni, that was Ma'aser Merkava. This is Ma'aser Bereishis. It's not as amuk, but it's also very amuk. And then the Ram goes on to explain the chilukim between Ma'aser Merkava and Ma'aser Bereishis. So we know now the first two prakim is Ma'aser Bereishis. I'm sorry, is Ma'aser Merkava. Second two prakim is Ma'aser Bereishis. And then the Ram says in Halachi Gimel in Perak Yidal, and he says, in yane arba prakim elu, Shebechamish mitzvahs ha'elu. These four prakim that we just learned, Ma'aser Bereishis, Ma'aser Merkava, and these five mitzvahs that I mentioned, to know Hashem, Yachad Hashem, Ava, Yireh, v'chule, this is Heim she'chachamim harishenim karm oisam pardes. This is what the Chachamim Hashem refer to as the pardes, k'mo she'amru, like the Gemara says, arba nechnesu l'pardes, and he quotes our Gemara. So what is the pardes? The pardes is this very thing that the Rambam just explained, the first two prakim, the first four prakim, which is Ma'aser Merkava, Ma'aser Bereishis, and the mitzvahs that come out from them, that is the pardes. That learning about all these inyanim, that is the pardes. So lefi the Rambam, pardes is not a place, not a physical place, but it's learning inyanim, amukim, Ma'aser Bereishis, Ma'aser Merkava, and the mitzvahs that come out from them. That is the davar that's nukah pardes. That's what it means. Arba nichnasu lepardes. So lefi the Rambam, you don't have the kasha, the Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with. How do they get up there? They need a shame. Lefi the Rambam, they're not going anywhere. It's not a physical place. It's going in their head into inyanim that are lemailo from us. That's what it means to be nichnas lepardes and to be misbainin in these inyanim. And the Rambam goes on over there in Halachi Gimel and he says that va'afu bishu gedali yisrael hayu v'chachamim gedalim lekulam hayu b'mkach ledo lahasik ledvar mel alburya. Not all those chachamim had the kach to be masik these things the way they should, and that's why there are issues that came up with them going into the pardes. And then he says, "Vani oimer, shein royally tal bepardes. You should not go and walk through the pardes. Elul mishin ismalek kresa lachem ubasar. Only if you are full, once you fill your stomach with meat and bread. What does that mean? Lachem ubasar is who laid the beer asav amutter. You have to know all the pashtuna halachas. What's asav? What's mutter? V'kietzemen mishar mitzvahs. In other words, you have to know the regular, go through shas, know the regular halachas. Only once you're full of that, then you're able to go on to ma'aser merkava and Ma'aser Bereishis, and he says to learn the first halachas, to learn the niglach of Tari, to learn Fushas, is the that's the thing you have to do first. And the miyashvin daitosh alam tchila va'achayin ataiva hagadale shishviyak and shabach liyishav ba'olam. The miyashv of a person's das, it's the biggest taiva that you can bring to the world. Kedid linchol chay olam haba. So that's what you learn first, shasu paiskim, to know the asav amutter, and then you can move on when you're right to the pardes, which is Ma'aser Merkava, Ma'aser Bereishis, which is the pardes. So we see clearly for the Rambam, what is Ma'aser Merkava, what is Ma'aser Bereishis, and what is the pardes. Now, it's interesting to note, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya, Siman Reish Mem Vav, the Ramah says the following. Ramah is talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and he says that, Ein lo adam lomo, this is in Se'if Dalet, he says, Ein lo adam lomo kim mikra umishmu gemara va'paiskan imshachim achem v'zeh yekna oilam hazeh v'oilam haba. Person should only learn mikra, mishmu gemara, and the paiskim. And everything involved in that, you'll get by doing that, you'll get Olam Hazeh, you'll get Olam Haba, of a loy belima cha chachmas, but you should not learn other chachmas. So the Ramah says you should not learn other chachmas chitzanias. But then he says, but ba'akrai you are allowed to. You can't learn it b'kvias, it can't be part of your ikr learning, but once in a while you're allowed to look at the shar chachmas, v'vad shall use sifrim minim as long as there's no apokursus involved. V'zeu nikra b'nei chachamim teal bepardes, and that's what the chachamim refer to as teal bepardes. What does it mean to be metal bepardes? To learn the shar chachamas chitzanias, like the chacham of the bria, another inyanim involved in that. V'ein l'adam l'tal bepardes, v'ak l'achar shemi l'kresi basa v'yayin. You should not go through the pardes unless you are full of basa v'yayin. V'uleida yisr v'hata v'dini ametzvus. In other words, like the Rambam said, you can't go into the pardes unless you first fill yourself up with basa v'yayin, which is shas and paiskin. And this he quotes from the Rambam. So the Ramah seems to be quoting the Rambam, maybe it's a little bit differently than the way we understood it, but that the pardes, lefi the Ramah's Havan and the Rambam, is learning the Chachmas Chitzanias, the other Chachmas of the Bria, which is very difficult to understand, like the Gra over here in the Biagra asks on the Ramah, really asks on the Ramah and the Rambam. He says Dvarim Charifim, very strong Lashenis over here. So he says on the Ramah, V'humi Divra Rambam, Mefarish Ezeo Dal Shenichnasu Lepardes. These are the Nichnasu Lepardes, is referring to these Chachmas of the Bria, learning other Chachmas. L'kach Nanshishu Kulam Rakim Mishanim, Chusim Rabbi Kiva. And then the Gra says on the Rambam, on the Ramah, Avo Loi Ro Es HaPardes Lohu V'lo HaRambam. He says both of them didn't see the real Pardes. V'loshen HaRav Einu Mesukin. The Gra seems to disagree with their definition of Pardes. He holds Pardes is not the Chachmas Chitzonius. Pardes is Kabbalah, Maisim Rekava. Dizinyanim, that's what the Pardes is. So he has a different Havana in the Ramah's Havana in the Rambam, and perhaps in the Rambam himself as to what the Pardes is. And this Kasha of the Gra and the Rambam, there really is a Yishuv, which Ruchanan brings down. Ruchanan is in Kavit Shirim, Simon Mem Zayin, Ois Yid Gimel, which is part of a tshuva that he wrote. This is a famous tshuva Ruchanan wrote. It starts off with the title, Tshuva L'Shalom Medina Yedua. This is a tshuva to a shayel from a known country. The shayel asked him the following question, Mutter L'Sasik B'Chachmas Chitzenis, are you allowed to learn Chachmas Chitzenis? How is a mutter? And he goes through a detailed tshuva, when it's mutter, when it's aser, and it's yadu, even though it doesn't say the name over here. This tshuva is written to Reb Shimon Schwab, who asked this question to many gedolim at the time, and he was zeichet the tshuvas from Rabbi Chanan, Baruch Ber, the Ragachev, and others. And b'seich advarim over here, in Isid Gimel, the Rabbi Chanan brings down the Gra's Kasha and the Rambam, and he says, he brings from the Drash Yisaran, who answers the Rambam, what is the Rambam can't mean Kipshutai or the Ramah that learning Chachos Chitzenius is Maisim Merkava and Pardes. This is something that every guy learns. It's not something which is so difficult to understand, but he says that there are two different inyanim in Chachmas Ateva. There's a Chachmas Ateva Niglis and a Chachmas Ateva which is Nistar. The Nigla part of Chachmas Ateva, that is just Stam Chachma, that's Chachmas Chitzenius. But the Rambam is referring to an inyan of Chachmas Ateva where you get into the sister tire of Chachmas Ateva, the secrets and the Asaitis of the Bria and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you can learn by being Misamek the Chachmas Ateva. That is what the Rambam is referring to as the Pardes. That is what he's referring to in his two prakim, and that is what the Rambam meant. And it sounds like Vachan is trying to answer the Kasha of the Gra and the Rambam a little bit. That's what he says over there. So I'll kopan him. This is a little bit of a glimpse into what's Maisa Bereshis, what's Maisa Merkava, what is the Pardes. The Rambam tells us what it is. The Gra seems to a little bit differently. It's Sisra Tyre. It seems to be according to everyone. It's some type of element of Sisra Tyre, but what exactly it's referring to is somewhat of a shiloh over here, and this is a little bit of a glimpse into these Heligan Yanim that the Gemara tells us about that we went through in the last couple of blocks.